Waiting for the order. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. I find that what upsets people most is when I quote something that the president has said and then extend that to its logical consequences. Like when he said last week he'd be happy to look at opposition research on his opponents gathered by a foreign country. After a statement from elections officials that such a thing would be clearly illegal, he's walked that back. But now that walk back has me again thinking about the consequences of having a commander-in-chief who doesn't think before he speaks, because the way things are going, this is the man who's going to be giving the order to open fire on Iran if it comes to that. And it may. I'm inclined to believe that Iran is responsible for those tanker attacks, which would require retaliation. But it would be nice to have some confidence that this isn't happening because we have a president who's been, to put it gently, loose with words. We've already had a president whose loose talk led us into a war, which President Trump himself has called stupid and a disaster. So, would it be asking too much to have more of the version of Trump that we saw during the D-Day ceremony and less of the Trump who on Saturday tweeted a snippet of a Simpsons cartoon? Because if we have to punish Iran, it would be better if the order came from a commander-in-chief, not a cartoon character. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.